When it comes to getting better results out of federal programs, the Office of Management and Budget says it's all well and good to measure past performance, but it's time to start pivoting from a focus on short-term goals to implementing lasting improvements. To do that, OMB is telling agencies to put their energy into a new set of strategic reviews in response to the 2010 Government Performance and Results Act, Modernization Act. Tom Shoup is editor-in-chief at Government Executive Magazine. He's with us now to talk more about the direction OMB is pushing agencies. Hi there, Tom.
Hi, Jared.
So as you wrote earlier this week about this, these strategic reviews were part of the actual GPRA Modernization Act back in 2010. So have the reviews just not been happening until now, or is the issue more that they haven't been strategic enough?
There have been reviews, but these strategic reviews are sort of a new piece of the puzzle, and they're just starting to happen now.
And contrast it against what's been happening since 2010. What's the difference in the push from OMB here?
The difference is going back to 2010 and actually back to the 90s when GPRA was first passed. Agencies have been conducting reviews of their performance and setting goals and measuring their progress toward meeting those goals. And now they're continuing to do that, but wanting to take a step higher and do these strategic reviews and have them inform decision making over the long term. And what's interesting is that OMB in this process is now kind of making noises to say, we still want your performance reports, but we want you to be a little less concerned about, you know, these diagnostic immediate reports and little more concerned with what are you doing over the long haul to make improvements in your operations and really help you meet your long-term goals.
Our own Jason Miller reported on this event on this OMB strategy yesterday, and my takeaway from what he had to say was that it's, as you said, going to be a little bit less diagnostic from OMB, and that they're going to try and give agencies more flexibility to tailor these reviews and the goals that they're going to set to their individual missions and you know, the own strategic focus that each agency has. Was that basically your takeaway? And if so, did you get a sense of how OMB is going to both give flexibility while still enforcing things as OMB likes to do?
Yes. I very much got that sense that they're giving more flexibility. And I think part of the approach here is that they haven't really figured out yet how they want to structure these reviews. I wouldn't be surprised if at some point in the future they put a little bit more structure on the process, but here they're emphasizing, okay, be flexible. There's no set way to conduct these reviews. Tell us what you'd like to focus on and how you'd like to do the reporting in these strategic reviews, which could be a very good thing for agencies because, you know, there are very, very different types of agencies in government that have very different missions and goals, and they may well benefit from being able to tailor these strategic reviews more to the nature of the work that they do.
So it might be that OMB is giving agencies a little bit more rope right now just so that they can allow agencies to experiment, and then maybe later they settle on a few best-of-breed examples and be a little bit more prescriptive about it.
I wouldn't be surprised if that took place, because part of the reason, I think, for the flexibility is that they're early in the process and they're themselves trying to figure out what makes a good strategic review.
Timeline on this, did you get any sense of how long it's going to take for agencies and OMB to kind of settle on what these reviews look like and then use them to actually, after all, since the goal is to actually make improvements, use those reviews to drive performance changes?
It's a pretty long timeline in that they're really now focusing on the near term and setting up these reviews. So then that's sort of this year. The initial strategic reviews get underway. And then they talked about them resulting in some course corrections this year. And then next year in 2015, they're used to inform budget and legislative proposals. And then after that, they have in 2016 and beyond, they start to impact long-term strategy. So government, you know, often moves at its own pace. And this is a pretty measured approach to this that's going to take at least a couple years before these things are really making a difference in terms of long-term strategy.